We've had some extreme weather here lately. Calamitous floods in Baton Rouge, long drawn-out heat spells with temperatures in the high 90s. But consider what it's been like in parts of the Middle East. Kuwait may have set an Eastern Hemisphere record late last month with a temperature of nearly 130 degrees Fahrenheit. You heard that right? 130 degrees. Iraq hasn't been much cooler. Caroline Gluck is with the United Nations Refugee Agency in Baghdad. Caroline, what was the high temperature in Baghdad today?
Well, I hate to disappoint you because it was a bit lower than it has been. But today it was relatively cool, and I use that word in quotes. It was around 43 degrees Celsius.
Well, that's 109 Fahrenheit. So that's pretty darn hot. Now, I understand you have been visiting people in very difficult circumstances, people at a displaced persons camp about 90 miles west of Baghdad. People there have fled ISIS fighting, and now they're in a camp in this extreme heat. How are they doing?
It's extremely difficult for families. Many of them fled literally with nothing, just the clothes they were wearing, maybe some identity documents. If they're lucky, they will find a tent, but this tent has no ventilation for the most part. Some do. They will find, if they're lucky, electricity, but many camps don't have electricity. They have shortages of water, which are being trucked to the camps. And as you said, it's extremely hot. Let me tell you what that kind of temperature feels like. It's like opening an oven door and going out and feeling that your whole skin is being grilled. People say, well, Iraqis are used to it. They are kind of used to it, but they're used to it in a home environment or in an office environment where they get government electricity, which is intermittent, maybe 4 to 6 hours a day. And if they've got the money, they'll buy generators. But in the camps, they have nothing.
Caroline, you mentioned that a lot of these displaced persons are in tents. I read that they're plastic tents that would concentrate heat. Are they really plastic?
For the most part, they're in canvas tents. Some of them, though, have been living in whatever shelter they can find. On a recent visit, I met a couple of families who were sheltering in what should have been the communal kitchen in the camp, and it had plastic sides and a corrugated iron top. So not good environment to be in when it's 51 plus Celsius.
Now, you're talking about hundreds or thousands of people in these displaced persons camps, adults and kids. What are they doing to stay cool?
Everything they can, which is really difficult, especially given the lack of water. The camp I visited today, I was told that each family tent was given delivery of a block of ice per day. But a block of ice between six family members isn't really going to go very far. For the most part, people are drenching towels and scarves in water and putting it over their heads. They're trying to avoid going out as much as possible, so staying in the tent, which offers some shade, but it is stiflingly hot. A lot of people are resting up and being more active as the sun goes down towards the early evening. But yeah, they just have to make do. There's not a lot they can do to escape the sun in a very harsh environment.
Now, climate experts are predicting hotter and hotter weather across the Middle East in the coming decades. And I wonder whether the UN is building that into their plans of how they will continue to operate refugee camps as the temperatures continue to climb.
I think we have no other choice but to operate as normal. Let me just give you one example. In Baghdad, last week and a few weeks ago, the government declared official national holidays because the temperatures were forecast to exceed 50 degrees. For our staff, we're in an emergency mode at the moment. Staff are coming into work as normal, and that includes our field staff. The needs are not going away despite the climate, and we just have to figure that out. In areas where there's electricity, we have what we call summerization assistance. So these are special kits that we give to families. They include water coolers. They include electrical fans. But you can only do that. These electrical appliances only work in contexts where there is electricity. And in many parts of Iraq, that isn't the case at the moment.
Caroline Gluck is a spokesperson for the United Nations Refugee Agency in Baghdad. Thanks, Caroline.
Okay, thanks for your time.